One of our biggest desires as human beings is to belong and to have a sense of purpose. You may have heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the colored triangle thing, where he puts belonging and purpose just above physiological needs and being safe. There's also something called self-determination theory, and that says that purpose and belonging are two of the three key elements of happiness. For your information, the third one is autonomy. So what do you do if you don't feel like you have a purpose or that you belong? Maybe you've never felt like you belonged or you had a purpose. Or maybe there have been big life changes and you've lost your sense of belonging or purpose that you once had. You could have moved to a new area, had a change in career or retired, had a change in domestic circumstances. Maybe you've experienced something that has shaken your sense of who you are and how you fit into the world. Maybe you've had health changes and you can't do what you used to do. Now, this adjustment period can be so difficult for many people. It can be a disorienting and a challenging experience. You may feel confusion about your values, beliefs, and goals. What am I doing? You know, why am I here? I feel lost. You may have difficulties making decisions. You may feel a sense of emptiness or detachment, feel isolated and lonely. You may not want to do anything or have any motivation. Now, please know that this is completely normal. You're not the only one to feel like this. Many people ask, what do I do? Where do I belong? Why? What is my purpose? So I'm going to help you find it. And if you're adjusting to it, then remember that this is temporary. This feeling won't last forever. There are steps you can take to cope and to move forward. And what's really handy is I'm going to talk about them here. Hooray! Now, there are three activity sheets for you to use along with this recording. They're not designed to be onerous. They're just for you. They're not analytical. Don't worry. They're just designed to help. So firstly, accept where you are and try to see the positives. We have an inbuilt negative cognitive bias. That means we remember the negative events more easily and that we're better then at just focusing on only the negative things. So let's try and reframe that. Look at your current situation. What is good about it? What currently brings you joy? And I don't mean this in a, oh, look how lucky you are, you shouldn't be moaning way. You absolutely have a right to feel unhappy. And I'm not dismissing your completely valid feelings. I'm asking you to look at and maybe think about some good bits that are there that you are forgetting because of your natural negative focus. It's like you saying, well, I only see yellow cars on the road. And I'm saying, yeah, because that's all you're looking for. I'm saying, try looking for some red cars. They are out there. And then you will start to notice the red cars changing your focus. Practice focusing on the positives. Maybe start a gratitude journal where you list three positive things at the end of each day. This is a great habit to get into. And it doesn't have to be a journal. I don't write in a journal. But I do have an alarm on my phone that says, what are your three things today, Sam? To remind me to think about the positives from it. We're forming new habits, so it's normal to need reminders. Next, we'll start working on finding your purpose and identity. Think about the following questions that I'm going to ask you, and it's all outlined on the activity sheet. Don't worry about whether it refers to in the past or it's to things that can't happen again. This is just a starting point. We are gathering information. We are preparing to move to the next step where we do start to move forward. So I'm going to ask you, what is important to you? What are your values and passions? What makes you feel alive and engages you? What are your skills and talents? What are you good at? What in the past has brought you the biggest self-fulfillment, the biggest sense of achievement? Who are the people you most enjoy spending time with? Who are the people you feel most connected with? So take time, fill in the sheet, think about these things only for you to see. And once you've thought about them, move on to the next stage, activity two. And look at how you can use the information from your answers to the questions to move forward. So for each question, think about, how can I apply that to my current life? If it's a change and I can't do what I did before, can I adapt it or redo it in my current life? If this sounds a bit, oh, I don't understand what you're saying, when you look at the activity sheets with it, it will make for me, it will make sense, I promise you, even if I can't speak properly. We're moving forward and adjusting. We can't live with the what was. So what we're doing is looking at what was and worked and how can we adapt that to move forward too. And it is likely that if what you want isn't exactly possible, there will be alternatives in your new circumstances, and it is about finding those. Now, this whole process will very likely involve trying new things. And even just the thought of doing new things make you feel uncomfortable. That is normal. You will feel uncomfortable and you need to accept that this is part of the process. We always do when we try new things. But the discomfort is only ever temporary, okay? And don't let the discomfort stop you doing something, because it will never go away. It will be temporary and it is perfectly normal. Now, I've said the answers are just for you. You don't have to do this alone. You could complete this with a trusted person or an independent person who may be able to give you a different perspective or new ideas. You may wish to search on the internet for ideas or look for relevant information in your local area. Try new things. Volunteer your time, take on new challenges, maybe a new career path. The exposure to diverse experiences can help you discover maybe hidden talents and passions you might have not known that you had. If you've lost a group of people, try to connect with new people who share your values and passions. Social media is full of meetup groups and specialist interest groups. And then from this, we move to the final stage, taking action. I want you to identify a range of actions that you are going to take. It's all very well talking about stuff, but if you don't actually do it, nothing will change. And Activity Sheet 3 is designed to help you plan what you're going to do. And remember, the more detail you plan something in, the more likely it is to happen. Now, this is going to be an ongoing process. You have to work at it. And then one day you'll be like, yeah, I'm doing all right. I am feeling better about it. Now, if you are really struggling to cope and thinking of harming yourself, or you're self-medicating with alcohol and or drugs, please do seek professional help, either from your GP or Samaritans or wherever is local to you, as soon as possible. Now, finding your identity and purpose isn't going to be an overnight thing. It's a process of self-discovery and exploration. Be open to change and adjustment, and view this as a new opportunity for growth and learning. Who knows? The next chapter in your book of life might end up being your favourite chapter. Give it a go. Thank you for listening. And remember, you are amazing.